Good morning. Welcome to the Board of Directors Ad Hoc Building Oversight Committee of September 18th, 2019. Madam Clerk, may I have a roll call?
On the roll for the Ad Hoc Building Oversight Committee meeting of September 18, 2019, Director Barrett,
here.
Director Cutter, Director Haggerty, Director Niss,
here.
Director Mitchoff, Director Sparing, Committee Vice Chair Canepa.
Here.
Committee Chair Ross. We have a quorum.
Great. Thank you very
much. Oh, and Chair Rice, I'm sorry. We have a quorum.
Here.
Great. Thank you very much. What we're going to do is we're going to defer the Pledge of Allegiance once everyone gets here for our next meeting. So that brings us to item two, public comment on non-agenda matters. Do we have any public comment, Madam Clerk?
No.
All right, great. Item three, approval of the minutes of April 3rd, 2019. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Great, thank you. That brings us to item four, the consideration of recommending the Board of Directors authorize execution of an extension of contracts for build-out of a portion of the Richmond Lakeside Drive building. Good morning.
Thank you, Chair Canepa, members of the Ad Hoc Building Committee. Some time ago, the board approved purchase of this building in Richmond, and we did go ahead and purchase that building. Purchase was completed in December, and the previous owner is leasing back most of the building until the end of this year. But there are about 7,300 square feet that are available, so the district came forward to the board and asked to go ahead and build that out. And in doing so, we found we were able to, from this building, continue with some contracts for cubes and furniture, essentially continue with some contracts for IT. So that helped us with some of our pricing battles. And so construction is underway. Construction photos, which admittedly tend to look all the same, no matter where you are. But the construction is underway. Here is a diagram of the build out. And the interesting information we have here associated with this diagram is that when we originally brought this forward to the board, of course, it was before we had bid it out because we were getting authority to bid it out. And that time, although we wanted a multi-use room in this building somewhere, we didn't think it would be part of phase one. But as we were doing test fits for the rest of the building, concurrent with getting phase one going, we realized the location of phase one is a great space for the multi-use space, and frankly, then we have the ability to have larger meetings and video conferencing there sooner. So we are coming forward to ask for some additional funds. The original authorization was $1.8 million. And although construction has gone pretty well so far, we did find that we could not use the HVAC ductwork we had intended to use. And now that we've realized we can put this multi-purpose room in here, we've got to up the power of our HVAC system as well. So we're asking for additional $250,000 add to the original 1.8, and concurrent with that, therefore, we want to take essentially the identical Cisco video conferencing setups that we've got in this building, which are actually pretty slick, and put in one of those over there in that multi-purpose room. Fortunately, of course, we've got all the bids, 90 line item bids for that work here, and so we're able to do a good job of making sure that we're getting an appropriate bid for the East Bay. Headquarters East, as we're calling it. So our request here for the board today is that, or for the committee, is to recommend that the board authorize the executive officer, APCO, to execute contracts, build out to an additional $250,000 in addition to the initial 1.8 authorized in April, and also authorize the executive officer to obtain bids and execute contracts for this video conferencing capability, which, if it is authorized, should be done before the end of the year. And that is the request before the committee today.
Thank you very much, Mr. McKay. Are there any questions from the board members? Ms. Niss.
So thinking of this as I might as a homeowner, if I suddenly discover that it's gone, 20% over what I thought it was going to be, how as an agency are we reacting to that? You know, what seems like a not, you know, unusual request, but essentially we're increasing that a fair amount and taking it from what fund?
Flow. And
thanks.
I'm sorry?
You just got your mic turned on for you.
Okay, thank you. We can cover these funds from our general fund cash flow. I think that in answer to your question, we're getting more than we originally envisioned. When we had done the original drawings for the space, we had not yet actually, because we were waiting board authorization, we had not actually bid out the contracts and had the contractors come in and review. And we had also not yet done all the test fits for the other part of the building. I mean, the other part of the building is much bigger than this part of the building. We had assumed that taking on the idea of multi-use space and video conferencing was something we wouldn't be able to bite off with this phase. But as it turns out, as we did the test fits for the rest of the building, saw that really the multi-use space best exists in this location, we realized that we were able to accomplish that. In addition, the original build-out...
So you're saying you got more than what you anticipated getting to begin with.
It is true. Yes, Director Niss. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So because when it's somebody else's money, we're much more comfortable spending it. Yeah. But because this is very close to home, I really wanted to hear what that explanation was.
Absolutely.
And you anticipate this will be done by?
We could be using the space as early November.
Okay, thanks.
Ms. Rice.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Hey, a couple questions. So as I recall, we are going to have a number of employees who are actually stationed here, but also it's a sort of a field office. But could you just remind me about the number of our folks who are going to be there on a permanent basis and then sort of dropping in as well? Mm. And for this phase one part especially.
Sure. So right now we have a sort of phased approach where we have some early adopters who are chomping at the bit to get out there. Maybe there's some detail in that question, Director Rice, and my customer for the space, so to speak, is Wayne, and he can answer that in more detail.
I can also just add, Madam Chair, so the idea is that we're going to, because we lease property right now off of the Richmond Parkway, so we're going to take that staff and actually locate them in. It's not very far.
Yeah. So we're going to have a number of permanent staff there, mostly the field supervisors that supervise staff right now. They're pretty mobile, and so they're going to have a spot to locate. They're going to have a spot to have their meetings with their staff. That flex space that Jeff was talking about can be flexed to do drop-in types of things where there could be desks. So we're going to have inspectors in some of our field offices and start the process of closing some of those field offices and having them meet there, do their printing and so forth before they go out.
I think ultimately, though, Madam Chair, what you're asking about is how many people are going to ultimately be out there. And I want to say, so phase one, it's not going to be the complete build out. I know that's not going to be phase two. Jeff, maybe you can just mention, I think that's going to be at first.
There'll be 15 cubicles, 6 offices, and 18 hoteling stations.
Okay. That's phase one.
Phase one.
Yeah.
And then the conference room or video conferencing capabilities, and or is there also some community room space? Are we thinking about holding some community meetings there?
Right, Madam Chair. That's the exciting part. One is to I guess, make a permanent facility for ourselves, increase our presence out in the community. But what's very exciting is the very front of the building itself is going to be a multi-purpose room designed to be able to be a place where we can hold workshops and have meetings, have community meetings. And indeed, we can even start to hold the 617 steering committee there, a meeting there with all the people from the public. So that's it's really designed to serve many purposes.
Right. And I think that's great. And it's great for the Air District. And it's great for the community. And then I think I would appreciate at a later date sort of a sense of how often we think that space will be used, and is there the capacity or the ability, because I know it takes also staffing, to be able to offer that room for other community meeting type uses. I know in most communities there's sort of a dearth of meeting space for nonprofits and for other folks doing work. So I would be interested in knowing if we can add to that.
That's a great idea. Okay. We'll take that back.
Thank you.
Great. Are there any additional questions? Seeing none, can I have a motion to adopt the item? All those in favor? Thank you very much. That brings us to item 5, public comment on non-agenda matters. Madam Clerk, I'm seeing none. That brings us to item 6. Are there any committee member reports or comments? Seeing none. That brings us to item 8. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second? All those in favor, thank you very much.